Okay, now our speaker, Donnie, will share her experience and strength and hope for 20 minutes. Go ahead, Donnie.
Good morning, afternoon, evening, everyone. My name is Donnie, and I'm a grateful recovered alcoholic addict and a controller fixer in the making and sugar addict. I'm all kinds of isms. I am grateful for this book that it can bring it all together for us. I was graced with this, with a new way of life on November 5th of 2008. I'll forever be grateful to God for that. So I just want to take a minute and center ourselves. God set aside everything I think I know about this process, about my steps, about the book, about life, about you, for an open mind and a new experience with all these things. Help me see the truth. Help me show your truth. Amen. Again, I'm Donnie. I'm grateful to be with you today. And I had to quit playing God. We had to quit playing God. That's my topic. And it falls around pages 61, 62, right around there. I tell you what, I had to quit playing God. This is what I found out. I didn't even know I was doing that. When it comes down on 61, I am an actor. I was a producer of confusion rather than harmony. I didn't know that. I was trying to manage my life. I. And this producer of confusion rather than harmony is kind of interesting to me because I identified with it at one place in my alcoholic addict life. And then the emotional sobriety part pops up. And I'm like, wow, then this thing kind of reads a little different. So I don't know which one's going to pop out here, whether it'll be a blend of both. But am I self-centered and egocentric? Well, that is what I was. Then try not to be today. I know that I can snap right back into that. And then on 62, it says selfishness and self-centeredness. Do I think that is the root of my troubles? I didn't think that to begin with until Big Book Awakening opened up my eyes a little bit. And then this step reads something totally different. And and then it says, I'm driven by 100 forms of what? Fear, self-delusion, self-seeking, and self-pity. 100 forms of both. That's 400. Dang, man. And to know that fear has all different kinds of names and all different kinds, and shows up all different kinds of ways in my life. It's like right before this meeting, I'm like, oh, I'm all fear coming and talking about God in front of people who seek God. Now, how silly is that? Talk about a little agnosticism coming in there. Resistance to talk about God, really, and what this book has done. So I was stepping on the toes of my fellows, and they were retaliating. They really were, and they didn't know why they were. They were doing it because I am acting out in fear. It's my ingrained fear, and the whole thing is that I have to get down to the root cause of the fear. Thank you so much for our Big Book Awakening fear inventory, our resentment inventory, and how we can identify these things, because I am a fear-driven person. Even in this moment, I can be very, very fearful, and I know that fear leads me into self-delusion, which leads me seeking, and then I wind up in self-pity. Ah, it's horrible the way those things work together. And then people around me are like, what's wrong with you? And they start acting different. Towards the end of my drinking, or when I realized that my drinking was just a little bit off center. And part of my job was to go out and have that, you know, after dinner drink with the boss and his boss and that kind of thing. We would get, in the beginning, we get the two drinks. And then we get, pretty soon we were getting a pitcher. Then pretty soon we were getting two pitchers. Then pretty soon three showed up, two pitchers were in front of me. And this is within like 5 or 6 years. This is getting worse and worse. And then all of a sudden the people around me at work, the people I work with, they're trying to control it. We're going back to just ordering two drinks. So I didn't realize that what the effect was I was having on people till this book opened it up. And I realized that it says, my troubles are my own making. They arise out of myself. I am an extreme example of self-will run riot. Self-will run riot, man. And that fear is the evil corroding thread of all of it. It just, this book just blew my mind when I realized all these things tied together. I am an alcoholic and I must be rid of the selfishness. I must, or it's going to kill me. Do I believe God can make that possible? Do I believe that God can get rid of the selfishness? That God can relieve me? Do I believe that at this point in the book? I'm getting ready to look at why I need to believe that. That's for sure. And it's interesting in that line that there's two musts. Musts are things that I have to do. I don't have a choice. If I don't want to drink and I don't want to be a chaos creator, or actually I identify with control or fix that more. If I want to do those kinds of things, this selfishness has got to be gone. I did have moral and philosophical convictions galore, but you know what it sounded like? Hey, I can drink you under the table. Woohoo! In my drinking, what I thought I needed to be, I couldn't be. I couldn't even live up to that. Just blew me away. And then it says, I can't get rid of it. I cannot get rid of this by wishing or trying on my own power. Because if I could have done it on my own, I wouldn't be a square here. I'd be what they call whatever that normie life is. Whatever that is. I haven't figured that out yet. I'm married to one, but I haven't figured it out. I have to have God's help. And then this next place, man, this is the how and the why. First, I have to quit playing God. First, I have to realize I am playing God. First, I have to realize that my selfishness and self-centeredness is what makes me feel like I can play God. And I can't. And I can't get rid of it by myself. That's called bondage to self. I have to decide. Now, Donnie, will you decide? Donnie, will you decide to quit playing God? This is why. Do you think you need a new director? Can you be the actor for a minute in your play? Can you step back and let something else direct your life? Do I need a principal? Can I actually be this agent for God today? Can I actually go out and give God's message? Am I ready to do that? He is the Father. I am His child. Am I ready to step back into that position in life and let something bigger than me guide and direct me and follow that? Am I ready to do that? You know, it says these most guys' ideas are simple. This concept is the keystone in my arch. It's what's going to hold the whole thing together. And I'm going to get to pass through freedom if I could do these things. And then, man, these beautiful promises really do start coming through on 63. When I sincerely took this position, I'm not going to be God. I'm going to be not the principal, not the director. Really remarkable things followed. And these things do happen. I do have a new employer, and he is all powerful. He is all powerful. He is amazing. He's so big. He does provide what I need. And I only have to do two things. I have to keep close to God and perform God's work well. And for me, I have to understand, because I have this little character defect called perfectionism. So I need to understand that when I perform His work well, my well is going to show up 95% one day, and I'm just going to be do-do-do-do. But my well some days is going to be 10-15%, and that God is okay with both. That is a remarkable realization for them. God is happy with me no matter what it is. That's what I got to do. So once I can do this, once I can get to this pudding, this place, I became less and less interested in myself, in whatever my plans I had, the designs I had for life. They aren't important anymore. And I don't know how that happened, because I was all important. It was all about me. I am becoming less and less interested in I'm becoming more and more interested in what I can contribute to life. And I don't even know what I can contribute to life. I just figured out I ain't God. I thought I was. Boom. So, okay, Donnie, what can you contribute to life? Because I feel a new power. A new power did flow in. When they say that, when God reaches in on this step and grabs you, hello, go for the ride. Because I did feel it was like the power. I love it when in Big Book Awakening, people talk about the power flows in and they put their hand on their chest because I know they know. And I can't even tell you how to get there or what to do. I can talk to you a little about the book and give you my experience. But you'll know. You'll know when that power flows in. It's a beautiful feeling because I do enjoy peace of mind today. All day? I wish I could say that. But I do enjoy moments of peace of mind. That's what gives me the hope to continue to do this process. I do a little bit, I see a good result. Do a little bit, see a good result. I keep going on. That's what makes me a seeker. I discovered I could face life successfully. And then I realized that, you know what? Successfully in God's world is different than successfully in Donnie's world. The level of successfully in my world is way high. I think I got to do all these things. And in God's world, it's like right here. It's about right here. Donnie, come, bring it down, bring it down. Give me what's mine. You do what's yours. Give me what's mine. I do have a conscience of his presence. I know that we find God deep inside. He fills us up. He surrounds us. He's in the whole room we're in. I can't even breathe without the faith that God put air there. I cannot even function. When I get right down to it, taking a breath is God's work, not mine. It's amazing to me. With that thought and these kinds of feelings, I do begin to lose my fear of today, of tomorrow, and the hereafter. The fear of the hereafter. You know, I was in a fears workshop yesterday. And one of the things he said is that my body is in the here and now, but my mind is usually 10 minutes ahead of me at least. It's in the future. I can't do anything about the future. I cannot control the future. There's nothing I can do about that. My mind sure wants to do it. But my body's right here in the here and now. Where is God with me right here in the here and now? So I better be looking for him right here, wherever I am. Because I get to be this reborn thing. What a beautiful feeling that is. To quit playing God. To get a new whole thing. To get a new what I was reborn. I am reborn. And every morning I say this third step prayer. I reaffirm to God that I am his child, that I am his agent, that I'm going to do his work for him today. It's not going to be Donnie's work. God's going to show up. But I don't know how to do that. I'm reborn. I'm like a baby now. No idea what to do. No idea how to do this spiritual life. Man, can I do this? Can I actually step out into the arms and hands and heart of something that my senses can't touch, taste, feel, smell, whatever? That is a place where it was a hard place for me to get to. And it's a difficult place sometimes to be in and stay in. This every day I say this third step prayer and I reaffirm to God that I am brand new today. It changed me yesterday into a better person, hopefully a better person. So I get to be a new, every day I get to be a new agent for God. I get to be a new child, be a new actor in this play of life. What a beautiful thing that is. To get a new way of life like that, to get a new chance every single day. I open up my eyes, say, thank you, God. Thank you, God, for one more moment with you. Because used to be one more moment with, I don't know, my husband, my kids, my mom, people, places, and things. It was one more moment with that. Give me one. And that is not my reality. Today, it's one more minute with God, one in this moment. My sponsor tells me all the time, I'll call and I'll be like, whoa, with whatever it is. And she goes, where's your body? And I literally, my body will be leaning backwards because I'm thinking about the past, or it's leaning forward a little bit because I'm thinking about the future. My body physically does those things when I'm in those places. So she'll say, where's your body? And I'll be like, forward, straighten up, get on top of your feet, stay on top of your feet, Donnie. When I can do that, I don't have this worry of tomorrow. I don't have the worry of the past, fear of the past, worry of tomorrow. Those things don't show up if I can stay with this and if I can remember that I ain't God. Donnie, you got to quit doing that. Because every time you do, you don't get good results. So I step into this place that it says, I say to my maker, God, I offer myself to thee, to build with me and do with me as thou wilt. Oh my gosh, offer. If I'm going to offer something to you, I ain't getting it back. I ain't getting it back. I don't get to get it back. And that's cool. Because guess what? He's going to relieve me of this bondage of self. Thank you. So I can better do his will. Thank you. He's going to take away my difficulties. So guess what? That's a contract. If he's going to do that for me, then this is the next thing I have to do. I have to bear witness to those that of his help, of thy power, thy love, and thy way of life. May I do thy will always. That is a huge thing. To continue to do that. But when he relieves the bondage of self and he takes the way to difficulties, I better be ready to bear witness to it because the good results are going to happen. And it tells us, we thought well before we did this, quit playing God. We thought well about that because I'm very comfortable with how my old self was. I really like that full God playing God kind of thing. So just take a step down and walk out into something I've never been before. Yeah, I kind of wish sometimes that Bill would have put this little sentence above so you know what it is. So we really think, well, I have to make sure I'm ready that I can abandon myself, surrender myself utterly, totally, 100% to him, from the follicle on the top of my hair to the toenails on my feet, everything in between is God's today. And I continue in the third step prayer every day, every morning to make sure, God, I'm showing up for you. That's the beautiful thing for this process for me. And so I'm selfish, I'm self-centered, I can't get rid of it. I got to get rid of it. God, only God can make that possible. I have to have God's help. Because you know what? Donnie ain't God today. Thank you for the world. Donnie ain't God today. And thank you, Big Book Awakening, for awakening me to that realization that that's what I was doing in life. Both in my drinking and my non-drinking, drunk or sober, that I can still show up. Chaos creator, controller, fixer. Alcoholic behaviors, addict behaviors, those things can still show up, not using with the steps under my feet. That can still happen. So every day, it's an everyday thing. And for me, I stay centered in 10 and 11, 10 and 11, 10 and 11. That's what makes this not being able to play God work a little bit better in my life. So I think that's about, I'm about up to time. Thank you very much for being here. I start in prayer and I always end in prayer. So if we could finish just for a moment, bring God back in. Creator, I want to thank you so much, so much for being in my life today, for giving me a new way of life, for giving us all a new way of life, for giving us some hope today. Creator, I'm so grateful for all of these squares, for all of these friends that showed up today. And they're all seekers. We all want to be closer to you. We all want to be your agent today, God. Come into our lives. If they're suffering in these squares, Creator, just reach down and comfort them. Let them know there is peace and ease and we can find it with you in this book. Creator, if there's some joy in here, if there's some blessings in here, let us see that, because that is what gives us hope. That is what lets the light shine for John. Thank you so much, God, for everything you've done in my life. Let the blessings that you have just flow down and on and everywhere. Creator, thank you for this moment. Thank you for being with me in this moment. Thank you for being so big that you love so much all of us. When all things is good with you, God. Mado wado magwech magi waki chihalo mitkawi chihalidi aho. Amen. I'm Doni. I'm a recovered alcoholic. Thank you so much for being here and listening to me today. Bye, guys.